1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Attention nurses, are you ready for a change? Hometown Healthcare has exciting opportunities in the Emporia and Linden communities. Do you miss getting to spend time with your patients? Are you ready to work in an always changing environment? Maybe you wish you could take time to educate your patients. With Hometown Healthcare, you get all of those things and so much more. Visit hometownhealthcare.net or call 620-412-6812 to find out more. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning. It is partly cloudy, 46 degrees, on our way to 74 today. Beautiful mid-November weather in store, and we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith and Emporia Police Deputy Chief Kevin Risley. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Kevin, how are you today?
We're doing well. Thank you very much. How are y'all doing?
We're doing wonderfully. Well, it's that time of year, the most wonderful time of the year.
The most wonderful time of the year.
And the happy holidays time of the year. Lisa, we're just about set to go for that.
Week away.
We are. So next Tuesday, November 23rd at 5 p.m., we're inviting the entire community to come down and join us for Happy Holidays, our lighting event. And we're joining up with the Emporia Police Department this year and their toy drive. So we're so excited to have everybody come down and join us for an extra special year.
Happy holidays and the annual Emporia Police Benefit Association toy drive all in one fell swoop at the beautiful David Traylor Zoo. Now, with the lighting ceremony just a week away, Lisa, I would assume that work is underway getting the lights strung, correct?
Absolutely. Right now, our horticulture department is working daylight to dawn, practically trying to get the lights up and ready for the big night. So I'm sure they'll be ready and they'll be beautiful.
How much feet of footage of lights are you looking at here, or is that still to be determined?
That's still to be determined, but I think we should be around 20,000 feet of lights.
Are you continuing the recent trend of adding the LEDs every year?
We have not added any additional this year. We're still about that 65% LEDs.
Gotcha.
Hopefully next year we'll be able to add some new. That's all a part of our mission, though, of conservation. So we hope to do that again next year.
So, Lisa, has the stringing strategy changed any with the new look out there at the zoo?
Well, you know, it has. So we are going to be hopefully going around the pond and the new walkway. We do have some electrical issues that we're still trying to work out. We just are trying to put in a new electrical service for future expansion, and so some of our electrical isn't 100% done on the east side, so we're hoping to try to get as much of it lit as we can for this year, but it's a work in progress, constant progress.
Yeah, really it is, and we'll get to Kevin and the toy drive here in just a second, but I do want to ask you about the new sign at the zoo.
Ah, yes.
Is it done?
It's not done, but the you can see that it's there.
It's
there. The rock is not on it.
I was told it was there. I just didn't know.
It's there. The rock's not on it yet. So,
I was down,
so it's coming.
I was down there for Freedom Fest. I can tell that we weren't that far away, but my wife was down there yesterday and said, "They get a new sign down there?" She says, "Yeah, it's going to be." And I didn't know if it was totally done yet or not. So I knew you were close.
Nope, but you know our fence is completely down for the parking lot area, so we just need to remove some dirt and get rid of some concrete, and they're ready to start there. So,
okay.
Well, Kevin, let's talk here about what's going to be taking place here for the toy drive as well through the Benefit Association.
Yeah, luckily this year we get to partner up with our coworkers, our friends at the zoo, get to work with Lisa and all her employees. Really excited to get to do that. It's fun when we get to work alongside our other city partners. Hosting our toy drive again this year. Come and enjoy the beautiful lights. We'll have Santa will be there, Grinch, Buddy the Elf, will also be there to hopefully make it an exciting and fun time with our toy drive. Again, it's November 23rd, 5 p.m. Our toy drive gives us the ability to help give back to communities, and also the agencies that benefit from this are St. Francis Ministries and TFI Family Services.
All right, so Kevin, what are you asking people to bring as far as the toy drive goes?
Now, what we're asking to bring are any toys for any age group, but if they could just bring them in their original packaging and unwrapped. We're also asking for gifts for older kids or teenagers. They don't necessarily have to be toys. They could be gifts, you know, such as something an older child, older teenager may use, like Bluetooth headphones, speakers, even, you know, bath or toiletry products, books, board games, electronic games, scooters, skateboards, even gift cards would be a great idea to give.
Again, Emporia Police Deputy Chief Kevin Risley and David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith on our primetime newsmaker. So where will you be set up, Kevin? Easy to find, being you got Santa and the Grinch and Buddy the Elf. Should be easy to spot, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll have a very large box where our gifts can be placed. And as far as exact location, Lisa, I assume, will let us know where we will be.
Well, first off, you know, because they're accepting the gifts, they're going to be right there at the entrance. So they'll be right there. Santa will be inside the zoo, just inside the zoo entrance, and it'll be a fun and festive evening for sure. There'll be, like you said, that we'll even have a few more elves that'll be joining us from the North Pole, and they'll be passing out candy. Emporia High School Chorale is going to be our music again this year. The K Club's going to have a craft table to make cards for the senior care home here in town. So it's going to be a fun evening. But as Kevin said, you know, this is something that it's wonderful because, number one, we can partner together. But this is a one-stop shop for everybody. So bring your toys down that evening. Help out the police department and come enjoy the lighting ceremony.
Well,
it'll be a fun time.
Well, this is a big deal every year for the David Traylor Zoo. This is when the lights are unveiled, the switch is flipped, and who gets to do the honors this year, Lisa?
Well, this year it's Willie and Courtney Ward and their 3-year-old daughter Olivia. So I think their little daughter is super excited.
I would imagine so. When does everything get started here next Tuesday?
5 o'clock.
5 sharp.
5 o'clock, and lights will be on by 6. So it's a pretty quick event. So, you know, be sure and get down here. Park all along Soden Road. You can park down at the Zoo Education Center over at the Veterans Memorial. Just be careful crossing the highway or down in Soden's Grove.
All right. So bring that new and unwrapped toy to the David Traylor Zoo, a part of the Happy Holidays celebration that will be happening 1 week from today. I just can't believe that's only a week away.
I know.
Starting at 5 p.m. at the David Traylor Zoo. So back to the sign. When do you expect that to be done, Lisa?
Gosh, you know, it really depends on the weather and our rock guy, our masonry guy. I don't know whether he'll be able to get back this week or not, but I sure hope so.
All right. Well, it's obviously very close as progress continues on the beautiful David Traylor Zoo. And again, the Emporia Police Benefit Association Toy Drive and the Happy Holidays Lighting Ceremony all together this year, coming up next Tuesday, November 23rd. Activities start at 5, and we'll be there.
Oh, yes.
As we always are.
Always are.
Yeah, broadcasting live coming up next Tuesday night. Always look forward to that. Anything
else
before we leave? Kevin, we cover everything?
I believe we did, and happy holidays to you all. Thank you, Lisa, Ron, Chuck, for everything.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
Lisa,
great day.
Thank you. Do you have something to leave us with today?
I do. I have a joke for you.
Well, please, bring it.
Lay it on us.
Why does Santa have 3 gardens?
You know, I have never heard this one, I don't think.
Uh-oh.
Why
I don't
does
know.
Santa have 3 gardens? Please do tell.
So he can ho, ho, ho.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, David Trailer Zoo Director Lisa Keith and Emporia Police Deputy Chief Kevin Risley joining us on our primetime newsmaker this morning. The Emporia Police Benefit Association Toy Drive and the Happy Holidays Lighting Ceremony coming up 1 week from today. That's November 23rd at 5 p.m., Chuck.
And I will just throw this out there. The way the forecast looks, and we don't have it on our sheets yet, but I've looked at a couple other models, and it looks like we'll see temperatures in the right around 50 degrees for highs and then overnight lows in the upper 30s with dry conditions. So it looks like it's going to be a great evening for that. Want to let you know that this week's Newsmaker slots are full, so driving you to Thanksgiving week, if you'd like to have one of our available slots, and call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvwe at kvwe.com if you want one of those, or anything in the morning show next week as well. Did want to let you know also that our Newsmaker guest for tomorrow is Emporia State Director of Bands Dr. Gary Zeke. Big jazz concert coming up Thursday night, and then there's an honors band concert coming up Saturday night. So lots of great music coming from ESU this week.
Yeah, and also be previewing later on this week another Emporia Symphony Orchestra concert coming up November 22nd, which is Monday.
Right in time for the holidays.
Next week, you bet. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live and Local 732. Sunshine, 46 degrees. Good morning.
In honor of American Education Week, Emporia students were asked which teacher has made a difference.